Kirk.
And I'm David Cross.
And we have a great show for you tonight.
Yes, tonight's show is terribly, terribly brilliant.
Oh, David. All right, well, we've got some great scenes. The cast members have learned their line, and you guys have been well paid. So let's get started.
Indeed, let's get this Wally Popper of writing.
All right. Look, David, just be yourself, all right?
Righto, Robert. Tim, Tim, Terry.
Okay, forget it. Guys, come on out here. Come on.
What's all this ballyhoo, then?
It's about your fakey British accent.
It's really got to stop, David. Yeah,
it's really annoying.
Yeah, David, people are talking about hitting you.
I don't hear it. I mean, hello? Hello, Mum? Is this the queue for the loo? I've only got 2 pounds.
That's it, right there.
No, I don't hear... I mean, perhaps I might have picked something up when I was in London a few whiffins past, but...
A few whiffins? What's that mean?
Let's hit him.
Yep,
yeah.
Line up.
I'll
line up, line up.
No, jeez. God. Look, I was just trying to have some personality is all.
An affectation. Well, David... That's pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what about you guys? I mean, you know, you guys have your little things. You know, Jill, you got that parrot you wear around. And Tom, you got lice. And John, you get high all the time. And what about you, Bob? You know, always out there singing the rap songs, using the slang.
Oh, that's me, David. I'm from the street.
I guess I'm not from anywhere. And I guess I have no friends either.
Oh, wow.
Correction. I do have one friend. Oh. Best friend in the whole world.
Oh, man. Look, if you mention that junk again, I swear, I'll go get high.
Yeah. What? David, how many times have I told you there's no such thing as a talking junkie?
Yes, there is. I've seen him.
Where?
London, England?
Yeah, when? A few whiffins past?
Cheerio.
There is such a thing as a talking junkie. I have seen him.
David, listen, I've got a show to do here on planet Earth. Anytime you want to join me, you're welcome.
Damn! Snap it back with y'all's punky ass bitch! Ain't no party like a Mr. Show party, cause a Mr. Show party don't stop! Hey! Ho! Come on! Hey! Ho! Yeah! Hey! Ho! Yep, yep! Hey! Ho! Let's go! Hey! Ho!
Hey, junkie! Hey.
David, what's wrong? Aren't you supposed to be doing your show?
Not supposed to. They won't miss me. Bob's in there fucking shit up old school, and I got kicked out of school.
I'm sorry, Squirt.
Nah, I just wanted some personality is all.
Oh, David, you do have personality. You're hyper and pushy and rude and you're loud.
Okay, I get it. Hey, junkies, what if I got a cool tattoo?
Well, I don't know. How's that cock ring working out?
Well, my girlfriend liked it, and my boyfriend liked it, but my wife hated it.
Oh, David, sometimes the answer is right in front of your face.
Do you think I should do drugs?
Worked for me.
Well, I don't know. This was a bad idea.
Everyone knows a junkie squats and everyone knows a junkie walks, but have you seen a junkie talk? The amazing
Oh, look at him.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, he's a scratcher. He's a scratcher.
Oh, someone's tired.
Oh, oh there's
oh,
the ball.
I'll get it.
Here's the problem. Papa! Congratulations, Mommy. Where's that baby?
Where's that baby?
Where's that baby? What? He's asleep?
He's right here.
Isn't he precious?
Go on, say hi to him.
He's big.
His name is Tyler, and he's just perfect.
Yeah?
Right, I know that
you guys have been wanting a baby for a long time. But you can't be serious. You adopted this guy? He's our age, you know?
Todd, Rod and I are very serious. We told the adoption agency that we had no preferences. Any age, any color, any background, so long as it was someone that wanted to be loved.
Go on, give him a chance. Come on.
Hi, Todd.
Ty Manners, come in.
Hi, Ty.
McGinty.
Ty McGinty. Just watching the game, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I know that ring. Penn State, huh?
Yeah, Nittany Lions, man. Class 85.
Bits! Class of 87.
No shit.
No shit.
You ever go to the Red Barn?
Fuck yeah, quarter beers Tuesdays.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, were you there in 89 when that drunk chick gave Fat Lenny the lap dance?
Ah, yes!
Come on. Look, it took the top off. He got up in that thing. He was like, bam, 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 bam.
You gotta meet my wife, Sarah. Sarah, this is Ty McGinty.
Hi.
Penn State.
Hello. Enchanté.
Okay, hey, that's enough of that.
Why don't I clear off a little space for you to sit down?
Take a load off.
Yeah, we gotta get going.
Get a load on, baby.
Oh, thanks, Rod.
Yeah. What are you doing going out with a pit man for?
So,
is it cool to smoke in here? Or are you guys gonna be dicks about it?
Well, we'd rather you do.
My baby can smoke on his special day.
Honey, we should talk.
To your son.
Okay. Hey, son. Guess what? We're going to do everything together, you and I. You know what? Next week, you're going to come down to my office and watch me design things. I'm an architect. And we're going to go to a baseball card show. And next weekend, you and I are going to fix that hole in the roof, huh? Just a father and son fix-it day. What do you say, Tiger?
Okay, first of all, you're an architect? Well, you're a pussy. Second of all, baseball card shows? Oh, they're for real big pussies. And third of all, I'm not fixing your roof. Your roof, your hole.
Mars! What?
Listen, can we send this guy back?
Send him back. This is our new son.
I don't care. If you haven't noticed, this guy's a real asshole.
Come on, Dad. I didn't ask to be born.
All right. I think it's time for a family meeting. Tyler McGinty, turn off the television.
You can't make me. You're not my real parent.
Turn off the TV, dickweed!
I hate you, Daddy. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I'm leaving, and I'm never coming back.
Oh, Ty!
No. Let him go.
You know something? You know, I've been adopted 43 times. You know? And all right, 42 times of those, all right, I was the asshole. That was my bad. You know? Not this time. You fucked this one up. I tried. You didn't. Gee, Dad. Cat's still in the cradle. Silver spoon. The moon. All that.
When you're feeling low and things have gone astray, remember, my friend, help is on the way. Red Balloon is here to take your hand and steer. Red Balloon will help you fly away. Red Balloon has a tale to tell of candy fun and golden bells. Red Balloon will push you down a well. Red Balloon will send you straight to hell. You've got to follow your balloon. You've got to follow your balloon. Red Balloon will lead you on. Red Balloon will make you strong. You've got to follow your balloon.
Can I get some change, please?
Sure.
Play the balloon.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Say, you're a new face here. Why don't you try booth 3? I'll let the movies play a little longer.
Goodness, Troy, you only in there about 10 minutes. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah.
Step over here. No warmer than you should be. All right, see you next week.
Thanks, Mrs. A. Goodbye, Troy.
Thanks, Mr. A.
Good kid.
Fine boy.
God damn it!
Language!
Jimmy! What the hell is this, young man?
No,
I'll tell you what it is. It's a box of big black dildos. You and your sister were supposed to put these out last night.
I'll do it later.
You'll do it now.
Ow!
And next time you'll get more than a dildo in the head.
Stupid dildos.
Don't blame the dildos.
Morning, Mrs. Applesway. Mr. Applesway.
Mr. Tink.
Suppose you know why I'm here.
Mr. Tink, I've told you this shop is not for sale.
Look, take the money. The city's rezoning this entire block. You're going to lose the shop.
No, we won't.
We have a petition.
Every customer for the past month has signed that, and proudly.
L. Smith, Bill Smith, Mr. Jones. Fake names.
Well, the last names might be, but the first names are real.
Very clever, but it won't work. Mr. Applesway, when you change your mind, and you will, give me a call. Can I have some quarters also?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course you can. I should have known.
Thanks.
Try booth 2. 2 chicks, 1 dick.
Oh, I love it.
Done. I'm going to Ronnie's.
Oh, wait. Take this clean shaven tape over to Ronnie's dad for me. Would you care to explain this?
What's that?
One of those X-rated CD-ROMs. I will not have this filth in my house. This stuff sickens me, sex with a computer.
Mom, it's only porno.
Jimmy, honey, computers are not natural. There's no warmth. Not like a magazine. You know, you can run your fingers over the pages.
You run your fingers over the pages.
You watch your mouth!
Here, keep the stupid CD. I don't care. I hate porno. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all anal action and chicks with dicks and lactating mamas and all of it.
Let me remind you, young man, that that stupid all anal action paid for that precious mountain bike of yours.
Well, I don't care.
Well, you should start to care.
Well, I don't.
You should.
Well, I don't.
Oh, my God. Who speaks ill of pornography? Who are you?
I? Why, I started this shop with just a hole in the side of a tree.
Oh, my God. Great, great, great grandpa.
That's right. Young man, you say you hate pornography. But pornography does not hate you. Why, in your darkest hour, who is it that holds your hand? Pornography.
You listen to him, Jimmy.
You listen too, Father. Do you remember how they laughed at you? They laughed at you when you brought home the very first dirty videotape?
Yes.
Yes. What did they say? That it would never replace the Super 8 loop. But now look. Look! An entire wall of nothing but hardcore gay anal sex. If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, then you're the one who's inhuman.
Thank you, sir. You've taught us all a lesson.
Don't mention it. And now I must depart your physical realm.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Can I get some quarters?
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Keep it in the family. And now I bid you farewell and back into the mist.
Hey, I'm in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. So long now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, my.
What'd you think?
I couldn't help but overhear what that ghost had to say. He's right. I'm advising my bosses to look elsewhere.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Oh,
thank
God
you.
God bless
you're
you.
Well. Oh.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
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 Bye. Can I have some coffee?
Oh, yes. I thought you were done.
A couple of pumps left.
Goodness, going to Ronnie's.
All right, be careful.
Yeah, come over.
Damn neighbors. Keep it down! There's people trying to masturbate down here!
I can't take it! I can't take it anymore! This world is hard! I got no reason to live.
Three times one minus one with their top 10 single. Ooh, girl, ooh. I'm be chitting a chat with them right here in the present tense on the WPCBCN.
You are watching the White People Co-opting Black Culture Network.
I'm hanging with my boys from the TTOMO. Why don't you all introduce yourselves?
Well, it's like I'm saying, this is my man Pootie T.
What's up?
It's like I'm saying, my name is Wolfgang Amadeus Thelonious Von Funkenmeister, the 19th three quarters.
Yeah, so tell me about your all's influencers.
Yeah, I'm down with that. It's like I'm saying, Brimpy, we've been influenced by all kinds of white performers who've been influenced by black entertainers. You know? It's like I'm saying, I gotta say my man, Elvis, the king, you know? It's like I'm saying Vanilla Ice, the original, you know? It's like I'm saying the Blues Brothers, right? It's like I'm saying the New Kids, like I'm saying the Manhattan Transfer.
Had them on the show.
All that. All the greats. All the great ones.
All right, well, you know, let's dip into that hot and sticky video one more time. T-T-O-M-O. Message of hope?
Well, it's about literacy, you know?
Damn.
Down with
that. Well, you recently put it to you had a book thrown at you, didn't you, for like a pamphlet crime?
Straight up, man.
He's talking about loitering.
Yeah. My man, Pootie T. Damn. The cops came down on him so hard, you know? They say he'd been loitering and jaywalking, you know? Because he'd be walking across the street, man. My man Pootie T is from the street. He got to be able to walk across the street.
I ain't got no flying shoes.
Yeah. Now, Brent, it's like now my man here is facing $10, $20 fine, you know? It's like I'm saying, man, the cops be cracking down on you. You know, it's like if you're a white performer who's impersonating a black performer, they come right at you. You know? It's like a It's like a double, triple standard, you know? It's like I'm saying, it's like double reverse racism times nine. The cops be cracking down on us. They see you driving by in a fancy car, they stop you and go, yo, you know, if you was a black man, I'd arrest you, but you're white, and you're acting like you're black, and you can go, but... Yeah. You know, Brent, I got one more thing I want to say to everybody out there. Is that the camera that's on?
Yeah, right over there.
Oh, it's like I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, as we turn it out, let's take another whiff of that latrocious video with my boys from the T-T-O-M-L-O.
Here's 308. This is the place. And it just became available. Unfortunately, the last girl who lived here took her own life. I hope that doesn't bother you.
Damn.
Coming to the Greenwich Civic Center from London's West End, Sir Lloyd Wilson Webber's Rap the Musical.
Just give me that big, booming bass in your face. That booming bass.
The musical contains no rap music.
Oh, going on a drive-by, just me, Posse and me. I'm a gangster of the old school, you can call me OG.
Rap the Musical is a celebration for the entire family.
I'm in a gang of one, stuck in this chair. I can't have much fun, but with a
the musical, the fun of rap without all that rap.
Well, I'm an old gold tooth, and I'll tell you the truth. I live in the mouth of a homie, but take it south.
Don't miss Rap the Musical. You'll want to experience the magic again and again. Open up your heart and let the rap shine in. And now, back to the Homage Awards.
Live from the Globochem Arena, we return to the third annual Homage Awards, honoring excellence in the field of borrowing black culture.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nilla Ice.
Yeah, this is the new me. I, the nominee for the most soulful single performed by a white duo, is Wanna Freak You in the Ass by Are You the One? Yeah. And Ooh Girl Ooh by 3 times 1 minus 1. All right. Yeah. All right. And Premium Soul Sonic Mega Jive, the love theme from Brutal Enigma by Too True for You. Yeah, all right. And another one from my boys from 3 times 1 minus 1, Ooh Girl, Ooh Girl. Yeah. And the winner is, man, oh, my boys from T-T-O-M-O.
I'm saying I want to give a shout out to my main man, God.
As-salamu alaykum.
And I want to say to all my black brothers out there, keep pumping out the rhymes and we'll keep re-pumping them. Booty T, let's take them out.
All right.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
next on HBO.
Tonight on HBO, creepy peeping videos 4. HBO placed hundreds of secret pinhole cameras in people's homes to catch them in embarrassing private moments. It's all against the law, and it's all on HBO. Tonight, you'll see actual video of a nanny out of control. A camera was placed above the TV set in this home and caught these horrific scenes.
Okay, come on in here. We're going to watch on Helen's favorite show now. Come on. Let's go. Come on, sit down. We're going to watch one of my stories.
What soap opera's the games on?
Sit down!
Jesus.
Oh, shit. Not
right now. I don't want to watch the soap opera.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? Those are my guys! Now you don't get anything.
Hey, I found my balloon.
You're getting in the bath. Come on! You're getting in the bath and you'll be no bubbles, not a one!
Creepy Peeping Videos 4, only on HBO. We're naughty.